Blog Talk Radio.
You know, man, I would really dig. I would really, really dig to be able to go back to the things when I was just a little kid. Back to the neighborhood, man. Ah, it was a groove then, man. I really, really, I'd like to return to all those things like stickball and stoop ball and fistball and basketball and playing in the streets, man. Oh, man, it was a groove in those days, man. I mean, really, it was out of sight, you know? And, like, you met a girl, man, and, oof, she was your love, you know? And you kind of ran together, you know what I mean? You ran up and down the streets together because, like, in those days, love was love, man.
You have wasted our money, Mr. Zubitio. You have made promises and you broke them. You have violated the trust and the confidence of the police. We had a deal, Zubitio. Your bullshit excuses are of little interest to me. Because of your incompetence, we must violate some of our commitments.
I have always hated you, Mr. Zubitio. You and this horrible music crap. What kind of a name is Bobby? What kind of a man wears an earring?
Well, good morning and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I just played a couple Super 7 albums that Doug Moody recorded, and Doug Moody is with us here in the studio. Good morning, Mr. Moody.
Hello, hello. Good morning to you all.
Yes, I wanted to catch you up with, I played the beginning of Stickball and Part Year Go Home, both off of Super 7 Records, and I wanted to let our audience know that Super 7 Records are up and rolling again with an online store run by Doug Moody, and you can find it on Google Plus.
And we're going to get a new mailing number for Doug called
Super
7 Records, Doug, or Super 7.
No. Hold on. The email address to contact Doug is super7doug@gmail.com.
Okay.
So do you want to hear another one of your Super 7s?
Yes, I love it. Yes, please.
All right. Here's one that goes for about 500 bucks.
Oh, Faggot in the Family. Yay. I don't know. It was just something. No, actually,
I used to pay a dollar for brand new records back in the
This record, we started off but with an accident. One of the TV show's people was pressing their record and disc jockey record at the same time we were pressing Stickball. And they got mixed up. One of our sides of Stickball got pressed on their side of their new release of the Something Family. And this young little kid was innocent. And when they played the record on the radio shows and all over the country, one side of it was Stickball.
Right, but the other side was Rated X.
Yeah, and so we had to take our record off the market. We had to take our record off the market quickly because Bell Records was owned by a big-time movie star. And
well, and you couldn't say the F word on the radio back then.
What happened was it got a free airing of Stickball on radio, which was top 40, and instead of the new young voice of the 11 or 12 year old that was on the show, there was our friend Mr. Stickball. Anyway, it catapulted the record into being the most collectible record in the country, and like I said, we sold over 300,000 of it by mail and this and that. And it just went dormant for another 10 years until the telephone call where I said, it's 10 years, let's celebrate. And we pressed 100 in red vinyl, and I still have about 50 of those left.
Yeah.
But, so we have about 50 of the red vinyl 10th anniversary telephone conversation between the producer, who's Demento.
right, from the Dehumanizers.
Yeah, and
wasn't that the movie Dubidio, or am I getting ahead of myself?
Oh, no, don't worry about it. That's okay. It all falls in. So it started me off on having longer 7-inch records. It was actually the birth of Super 7. I had to go to 33 1/3 speed to get the length instead of a 45 record.
That makes
originally
sense.
Originally,
yeah.
Stickball had been a 45 record. Now, because you can only get 2.5 minutes on a 45 speed, whereas you can get 6 minutes on 33 1/3. So I started a label called Super 7, and out came, of course, Stickball. Out came Faggot in the Family. It was a really rough and ready record company, and it took off like a rocket. Everybody loved the Super 7 records, and so I designed a label that looked like Superman, except it was Super 7 Records. And what we did is the first 500 of every record was usually a colored record, colored vinyl, and they became hugely collectible. Hey Taxi is a collectible one. Hey Taxi was the group in... This is 1970s, by the way.
Right. And George Hurley was their drummer who became one of the Minutemen.
Super 7 was launched in the 1970s.
Right.
So,
I think I found the dirty version of Stickball. Let's see if this is it real quick. Do you want to hear?
Go ahead.
All right. I think this is the dirty version.
I would really dig. I really, really dig to be able to go back to the things when I was just a little kid. Back to the neighborhood, man. Ah, it was a groove then, man. I'd like to return to all those things like stickball and stoopball and fistball and basketball and playing in the streets, man. Oh, man, it was a groove in those days, man. I mean, really, it was out of sight, you know? And, like, you met a girl, man, and, oof, she was your love, you know? And you kind of ran together, you know what I mean? You ran up and down the streets together because, like, in those days, love was love, man. Damn.
You have wasted our money, Mr. Zubitio. You have made promises and you broke them. You have violated the
trust.
Oh,
you know what this is? A video movie.
We had a deal.
Hey. This is when you're bullshit excuses are of little interest to me. Refuse to finish the movie.
Because of your incompetence, we must violate some of our commitments.
The video is a movie.
I have always
around stickball.
You know, man.
Yeah, I seem to have the same intro a couple times. This is the one off of Dubidio, the movie.
Yeah.
And then I can't find side two for Stickball. I have so
I'll
many songs.
I'll get it to you. I have it,
and Philip remastered it so we could put it on downloading.
We'll find it again.
I do.
This is actually the 1970s, which paved the way for the 1990 groups to hit the road. See, we promoted areas that were like Nardcore, which is Oxnard
Ventura,
Hardcore.
Santa Barbara
hardcore
area.
Music
yeah.
from Oxnard. We named it Nardcore. And it's like promoting a town, like promoting the people promoted Las Vegas, and people went to Las Vegas to let their hair down. And they came from all over the world to what we call Las Vegas is Lucky City, because every time you say, oh, I'm going to Las Vegas, maybe I'll get lucky. Whether
it's sex
or money, you were going to get lucky at Las Vegas. So we used to call it Lucky City, and we would promote towns where you could go and enjoy punk music. So Nardcore was one of them. Slimy Valley was another big area. Simi Valley was in a valley that cut off and could not receive radio or TV signals unless you put a special wire in. So the whole area was built around bands that were starting up. Dr. No started there. They were launched in Simi Valley.
Identity Cry. Oh, No Effects.
Everything was launched from there was artwork from our famous
Mark Rood.
Mark Rood artwork. So
yep.
We launched groups in the 70s from Simi Valley, which we called Slimy Valley, and
right.
that became a punk land. And
it came from Slimy Valley is still the number one selling album. On Mystic, out of all of the 500 bands, it came from Slimy Valley is still number one.
Okay, well, here's a story that we started promoting these towns because the groups didn't want to lose their jobs. They were all supplying 24 hours army supplies going to Vietnam and everywhere else where there were wars. And the groups, if they lost their jobs, could never get these jobs again. They were getting triple pay for working 24 hours a day, shipping food and clothing to the Army and Navy. So we promoted those areas like Las Vegas was promoted. We promoted Portland, Oregon, which became
Punkland.
Not Portland, Punkland. And the Rotters moved out to there, and they've taken over running Punkland. The Rotters are still with us back from the 1970s. They've been with us since 1970.
And then moving toward the 80s, or the 90s, you have Identity Crisis, who are still with us. And they're out on Super 7 Records.
Yeah, and Don't Know. Albie and Don't Know.
Yes.
We love Albie. He's been with us 30-odd years, and he's still out there once in a while proving that he can still do a punk show.
Well, they've moved back from Michigan or wherever it was back east that they went, and they're back in L.A. now. And,
yes.
But back to Identity Crisis for a minute. Aren't they from the San Diego area?
Who?
The ones who blew up your pool.
Oh, yeah. They're still with us. We moved into a motel when we first came to Oceanside. And we moved into a motel and we had a swimming pool. And we used to have parties in the swimming pool. And these guys made a bomb and blew up our swimming pool.
Well, I have an intro to Mystic about their thoughts on Mystic. Here we go.
Identity Crisis in stereo. New set for the record that's coming out on Mystic. Everybody say hi.
Hi. I wish.
That's not nice, Chris. Ken Rose, the old Skate Knicks manager, say hi.
Hi. Nobody can hear him. Say hi, Ken.
Hello.
That was Ken Rose. Ken Rose, the car god. This is Vito, the drummer. We're going to play our newest songs for you.
Number 7125 was Jeff Dahl.
Oh, we played him earlier too.
Then it came Aryan Disgrace, and then Battalion of Saints, and Ill Recruit, and Cone of Silence. I have a list of records, RKL, Aggression, and The Sound of Hollywood, and Sampler. All of these records in the early 70s, these paved the way for the groups in the 80s and the 90s to go on the road, and of course they attracted the drug dealers who followed groups that could raise 500 to 1,000 people at a show, and unfortunately the drug world started taking over the rock and roll business. So we bowed
out
of...
Well, they admitted they're insane with their music here. So, you know, there's always a little bit of bad that comes along with good. But the Super 7 Records are really nice because they're 7 inches. They're small. They're easy to handle. They're easy to store.
And you get 4 minutes, 4 minutes on each side instead of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on a 45. You got 2 minute records on 45, and you've got a 10 minute record on a 33 1/3. So it's equivalent of half an LP. When you have a Super 7, you've got half an LP, and we're going back to launch Super 7 records, because that's the way you have 10 minutes of record and it's fresh, and then you don't have to listen to half an hour of all put together LPs. LPs are past. They were good once you had 12 hits you could put on a record. I invented the compilation in the 1954. I would say 1954, 55. I invented the compilation to launch more groups and launch more artists. So now we're going back to relaunching Super 7 Records. It's going to be wonderful.
Yes, it is. And we have new bands like Chainsaw Fight and Confused, and old bands like False Confession and From Underexposure, FUX, bands that are in line waiting to be on Super 7 because they're so popular these days. And all of these bands, you know, streaming is really taking the financial bite out of artists, because they take thousands of streaming and they give the artists, the label, like a half a cent per every couple hundred thousand streams. And it's just not fair. It's good advertisement to do like a song or two, but to put a whole album up on streaming isn't worth it for the artist anymore, because they're not buying the full albums, and they're going to streaming, and sure, they're getting all the different songs they want, but the artists are really getting screwed hard, and the labels.
So let's go back to a label launching Unknowns, and let's go,
help.
7-inch Super 7 Records. We're launching it again. And go to Super 7 Records, Doug, and where is that, Gmail?
Well, it's Super 7 Records website. It's just called Super 7 Records on Google+. And pretty soon I'll have the link. They want us to confirm the physical address before we can actually go all the way, but here's a fun song from one of the bands that would like to be on the new Super 7s. This is Confused out of Texas, and the song is I Want a Beer. Minute songs, you know, they're just fun, they're fantastic, you know. I think Confused is a little bit overlooked. They've played a lot of shows with Louis Seidel, with Louis Mayorga from Suicidal Tendencies, and they really draw a great crowd in Texas, and they actually have two videos up, and this was before the Orchard had the Orchard Music platform on YouTube, so I wrote to our rep in New York last week and asked him, how do we get these videos up there for 2 million people to see, you know? Because this is where the bands are getting great publicity, but, you know, the streaming is just killing their revenue. And without being able to play shows, these boys need some decent revenues coming in off of records, you know? And here's Chainsaw Fight. You and I listened to these together when you were up here last year, and you thought that they went well together. And these are the boys from Las Vegas that do all our album covers. Huh? Super 7 records again on vinyl with some of the new groups, and they have shorter songs too, you know, that are like a minute or less, and you know, I think it's really, really a fantastic idea you've had to bring back the Super 7, the 7-inch record.
Well, you see, most of young people are portable today. Originally,
yeah.
CDs were portable, but now they've become hour-long dirges, and you get a pile of shit piled onto CDs, filling up
and
time.
And they skip every time you hit a button.
Oh, yeah.
No,
so,
good, and you got to buy a new one.
And there's something wonderful about listening to cassettes. The sound of a cassette, to me, sounds like and smells just like a recording studio. So
I love
recording and selling cassettes, because Super 7 will have a 7-inch record with 6 minutes of music on each side. So you've got 12 minutes of music on a 7-inch record, and we're going to make them not too heavily pricey. And you're going to be affordable, and we're going back to launching a whole load more groups and reissuing things from the past. I remember Hellion, Aryan Disgrace, Battalion of Saints, Ill Repute, Cone of Silence. We're going to be having all of those, including the first release on Super 7, Jeff Dahl. he'll be back again. Jeff Dahl was the first Mystic artist to get in the car and go and play at CBGB's in New York, and he walked out wearing a Mystic T-shirt and had photographs taken of standing on CBGB platform wearing a Mystic T-shirt. And I salute you, Jeff Dahl. So we'll bring you back.
I love him. What a great guy.
We'll bring you back again and launch you again. Jeff, you've always been part of our heart. Love you.
That's right. He's a great guy, and he's played in just about every punk band that's ever gone anywhere because he's a great
guitarist. Well, he held El Duce together. There were times when El Duce was so drunk, the band was making a mess up, and Jeff Dahl stepped in and made the band happen.
There you go. Yeah. He's always there for everybody. And I also believe that he's one of the most overlooked artists since the early days of punk rock, because he's such a great artist. And you know, we have quite a few first pressings of a lot of these Super Sevens that people are selling for like $50. And if you go to Super Seven Records at Google Plus, you'll find a lot better deal from Mystic Doug. From Super Seven Doug at Gmail is going to make you a good offer.
Yeah. Come and ask me what I've got in the vault. I'm going to open the vault up again like we used to years ago, and you challenge me, Doug, go to the vault and find me a record that I cannot not afford to buy. And so I will go and I will dig in the vault and I'll find you a collector's item.
Hey,
of course, a lot of our records.
Cheap...
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I said a lot of our records can never be replaced, but we are going to redo Super 7 records and all of the ones that are highly collectible. They will not be rerun like the collector record. We will not destroy the collectability. Yeah, Faggot in the Family, it sells for $500 out there. Leave it alone. We'll put out another version for you all that you can afford. So watch out. Super 7 Records is coming back.
That's right. And here's another Super 7 record, Sheiks of Shake, Bullets in My Gun.
Oh, all look your way when you push your broom through the top of another heel in another hole. You to think no one ever said, no one ever played dead for me, no one ever done. Yeah, well, no one ever saw me put more bullets in my gun. Now no one ever saw me put more bullets in my gun.
So tell me a little bit about Sheiks of Shake. I really like their music, and this was in the late 70s as well.
Well, Sheiks of Shake were waiters at a restaurant in Hollywood, and they were allowed to play in the restaurant and do shows after the restaurant closed. And the restaurant was famous for its food and its cuisine and everything about it. And so at nighttime, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, we'd head over to this restaurant, and the guys would serve up leftover food, which was fantastic. And then they would play outrageous songs about how the world was screwed up, and they wanted to straighten the world. They turned down $50,000 advance from Warner Brothers to go on Warner Brothers Records, because they said, no, they would be used, and they did not want to be used. They just wanted to record their music their way and put it out on Mystic Records. So I was highly honored to put out Sheiks of Shake, and highly honored to have parties at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning at this restaurant. And nobody knows Hollywood like I do and loves Hollywood like I do, because these were the voices of people making the changes that made it possible for the 80s and 90s group to come out and say whatever they wanted to say. We were the label. We was the label. We were the people who were changing things. We challenged the police to stop harassing punk parties in people's garages, because they were not old enough to have a beer. They were not 21, and they were not old enough to have a beer. And here they are, 18-year-olds that were old enough
put
to
a gun
be
in their hand and made to go fight for their country, but yet they
can't
even get beer.
They were made to handle a gun and go off and fight for their country, but they couldn't have a beer. So we were very proud to be that kind of record company that put the police in their place. We put out a record called Copulation and made fun of the police who were harassing punk music rather than cleaning up the drug business.
Do you know that just today, someone on YouTube, where I've got the album put up for people to listen to on YouTube, and they said, you know, these songs are so innovative, and the beginning of what's going on today in 2020, they said people could learn a lot by listening to the Copulation album out on Mystic Records. Isn't that cool?
Well, we'll put it out again. Here we go. There'll be another Copulation. Maybe police. Maybe we will praise them for finally looking into their mistakes, because they're trying. They're trying to live with us, because we've got too big a voice now in the world. And remember what punk stands for. P U N K. What does P U N K mean?
People United Kick Ass.
People United Kick Ass. Get a wet Mystic T-shirt. Go and go to Candice and order a P-U-N-K T-shirt. You'll be proud to wear 300 names of 300 groups on the back that challenged the right to speak your mind. And
that's right.
P-U-N-K, People United Kick Ass. Okay.
We also have little fuzzy blankets that we sell with UNKS too. You've got one. Quite a few. The Rotters got two. I've got two, you know.
I have a cuddly blanket. Whenever I need a nap, I just get my cuddly blanket, which Candice made for me, and it has punk, 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 punk all over it.
Yes, I have the Copulation 2 album cover on there. I put together one of the new artists with their Send More Cops and their anti-brutality songs, you know, on there. And quite a few different bands. And it's a really fun little soft, thin blanket that's just right with just a little chill, you know. And
yeah,
it could also be used as a banner.
We also put out a lot of girl records, Hollywood Girls. They were mouthy in those days. Hellion and Bitch.
We were going to change the world.
Yeah, Hellion and Bitch were vocally out there, and we have an album out called Hollywood Girls. And
we do, and I have a copy somewhere. I can't seem to find it right now, but I remember Philip helped me bring it up to today's quality, and we do have it up on downloading.
Well, Mystic is alive and well thanks to the people that listen to your radio show. Thank you for carrying it on.
Aww.
We had a radio show back in the days. We had a pirate radio show at Mystic, and Saturday night, at 6 o'clock, we'd go on for 1 hour. We could only be on an hour because by then the police would close in on us. We had cars with the windows down and the radio blaring. We had 100 cars would block Hollywood off and have a square between Mystic on Selma and going to Cathy DeGrand where you were. You were booking the Cathy DeGrand on Saturday nights, and we were having a pirate radio for 1 hour and a block full of cars chasing each other round and round and round in a square between Cathy DeGrand and Mystic Studio. We blocked it off for 1 hour at 6 o'clock Saturday, and everybody would be blasting the radio out of their cars. And we got away with it for quite a year before they closed us down. But
a good one off of Copulation called Shattered Badge, huh?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Somebody else is right, kid. You're a fascist. I'm on the fast lane.
I got to do a double play. Here's another one off of the album, and then we'll be back in the studio with Doug Moody. Here we are back in the studio with a double play off the album, the original Copulation. Are you
Hello
there,
there,
Doug? Hi,
Hello
Doug.
There. I'm listening.
Hi.
I'm listening because I'm learning. I'm learning all the time again how much I love doing this business of straightening up the world and letting people live. And there's nothing more wonderful to me than to get a letter in the email that tells me, Doug, I was even thinking of committing suicide because I didn't fit into this world, and then I found Mystic Records, and then I got this letter from this young guy that says, my dad's a cop and we don't get along well together, but since I've been listening to punk music, I understand his world and I understand our world, and you've helped me have insight. And I
and
get these wonderful letters.
That's what counts right there, is having unity, being strong and standing together, because our nation needs to heal, you know. We don't need any more hate in our lives, but, you know, people were angry from police brutality, and they were singing out about it way back in the
80s.
Well,
wait a minute. Look, take a look at Disneyland. Disneyland made millions and banned people with long hair. And now, look at them. Today, they have rock and roll shows. So all of a sudden, it's okay now, 10, 20 years later, for Disneyland to have rock and roll shows, but it was terrible. And 20 years ago, you couldn't
go there
if you had long hair.
I performed at Disneyland quite a few times, and all they would let me play was classical music. That was it.
Yeah. So here we go, where, you know, you can praise a rat or a mouse, but you can't sing a punk song at Disneyland. And all of a sudden now it's okay. Because why? Because it makes money. So it's okay when things make money. Oh, they're okay. Look at what's happening. The whole of the music business is being taken over by the Chinese. They've come with TikTok and taken over our world. Well, we're coming back. We're coming back.
We don't want to be talking down on anybody. So here's a quick song, okay?
We're not talking down. We're standing up.
Well, yeah, but you know, people always want to take over the world. I mean, look at World War II. That's another story.
But it is, but when they look at me, I never try.
didn't mean to interrupt you, Doug, but I feel that it's time for our nation to heal. There's been so many protests and so much violence everywhere. I want everybody to bond together and heal our nation so that we're not overrun by any other country, you know? So long
I
as
am
we stand united.
I'm 100% yeah. with you, and I make remarks because these are the bands that come on Mystic and complain about
right.
what has happened to them, and
right.
I'm
and
with
was,
them.
Yeah.
I'm supportive.
Right.
I am
exactly.
not. I am not a rabble rouser. I'm not
no.
somebody who wants to change the world. I want to people to learn to live with the world.
Exactly.
I was only 14 years old when the bombs were dropping, and I was a messenger boy helping fix telephone
right,
lines
right.
because we couldn't ask for help, or we couldn't ask for a fire engine. We couldn't
I
ask for an
that.
Ambulance without
yes,
telephones. And so I was a messenger
yes.
boy during the bombing.
In World War
and then
II.
By the time I'm 17 and a half, I'm in the Air Force. And by the time I come out, here we are. With it sounds like the Japanese won the war. Everybody wants a Japanese motorcycle and then a Japanese TV and a Japanese car. And then here, I don't want us to hand our freedom over easily to everybody
right, right.
that decides they want to take over the American market.
Right. Well, you know, we're down. We're down.
What I'm
to
saying
the last...
to you is.
Two minutes, Doug.
I support the free voice of Mystic. I support I support the whole attitude of young people who say, "Hey, let me have a chance to live, too."
That's right.
That's all.
Right. Well, I'm just letting you know that the soundboard is clicking down to 1 minute, so we got 1 minute before we're cut off.
I'm going to say goodbye and turn it over to you because you do a wonderful, wonderful job, and I love what you're doing. I love Mystic, and I will dedicate. I'm 92 years old this year, so
that's
I'm
right.
doing the best I can, and I'm dedicated to listening to your music, your voices, and you know, you may not be right 100% of the time, but
none of us
this
are.
Is the land. This is the land of the free and the land of the choices. So we've
That's
got
right.
to protect that. Okay.
That's right. All right. Well, you have a great day, Mr. Moody, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm gonna end with Tipper.
Tipper, could I drink from your slipper? We could do all those crazy things that you hear about in the world.
Okay, well, we're out of time for today, and thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
I know you're mad.